But I just can't stand money. Now, out west, where we went out there, that was the kind of place of beef they had mutton, see? I just couldn't eat that mutton. Now, it just seemed like I was eating, chewing your cotton or something. I just
can't.
Huh?
I don't like it either.
Me neither. But now, goat. You got to know how
to. I like goat.
I do too. You got to know.
I don't like goat.
You don't?
No.
But it's according to how it is. Now, it's got musk in it. The goat's got musk in it. But you, when you are skinning a goat, you mustn't let the hide touch the meat. See? And then you got to know how to cut that musk out in the hind quarters. If you cook that musk in, that got a funny taste. I used to have to take the musk out, just take it out, cut the thing down, take it out, you know. Well, a sheep got the musk in it too. Just a polecat. Just like a musk of a polecat.
Oh, is it?
You take that musk out and the polecat no more than this cat.
Really?
I've seen polecats, beautiful, they're beautiful things. I've seen them pets when they take their musk out. Some of them is black. Have you ever seen them black with this white streak down the back?
Yeah.
Some of them brown. They're beautiful things. I had one night, I was coming from work. I was walking from work, and he come out in the road right ahead of me. Boy, I stood right still. I didn't bother him at all, and he didn't bother me. Till he got by. If I'd have bothered him, it'd have been a long time before I could have come in the house.
What do you call a female sheep?
A female sheep? Female sheep. Now, the baby sheep is called lamb. Female sheep. You know, I really don't know that. I don't know what a female sheep, but now the baby, that would be the lamb, you know.
What about the male hog?
Male hog? It's called boar.
What are the different times you mentioned, two or three different sizes and everything that hog?
Well, now you got pigs. See, that's when they're first born, the pig. Well, they grow up a little higher, they're called shoots. See? And then from a shoot, and they get up big, then they're called hogs. See? And then you take a male, and you make a bower out of it, see?
And is there a name for the female? Is that just a
hog? Sow.
Sow. What do you call the stuff on the
hog's back? Gristles. Let's see now that back. I know that what it is, if I can call it. Well, I've forgotten the name of it. You know when a hog gets angry, he raises that up. You ever notice it? On it, right down his back, and that hair will stand up.
You were talking about a razorback yesterday.
Yeah, razorback, yeah.
It's not what you're talking about now.
All hogs has got it, see? And if they get excited, especially if they're protecting their pigs. That thing will raise, them hairs on his back will raise up, you know. And you better get out of the way, too.
What do you call those big teeth?
Tushies. Them tushies. Yeah, sticking out. Now they can rip a dog wide open. And them tushies. But I have seen dogs that knows how to catch them. My uncle had a dog. He'd get them by the nose and hang on. Well, he'll whip that.